Tom.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Broadcasting from the farm today. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast worldwide from Minnesota. Deborah Brewster's with us, and we're going to be talking about preparedness and survival. Welcome, Deborah Brewster.
Good morning, Vince.
Deborah, I'm delighted to be on the air with you, and we're going to talk about all kinds of things to prepare. You know, in the last 10 days, actually almost 2 weeks, Deborah, I have not left the farm. I have not even left to go to the meetup, and thankfully you and John Dollarhite and Judy Dollarhite and Ken Hurley and the rest of the instructors were there to fill in for me. And I really appreciate you guys doing that. But I haven't been able to leave the farm. And it was freezing. We had 0 degrees. We had 12 inches of snow. Now it's freezing rain. So we still have snow on the ground. And just to top it off, just to make sure we're still stuck, we have freezing rain. And all we need is like a quarter of an inch of frozen rain to make the roads impassable. We had, over the last couple of weeks, we had 300,000 people without power in the United States from this, you know, series of storms that we've had, unusual weather, super cold weather. Even Dr. Richard Allen Miller in Grants Pass, Oregon, was saying that this is the coldest it's been in 75 years. So, do we need to prepare? I think so. I think we do. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Deborah, do you want to start with
lists? Yeah, first of all, why don't we recap slightly? Last week when we spoke, I had mentioned that the first thing was, of course, having a correct mindset. We obviously need to have all of our emergency essentials in place, but we need to have clarity of mind. That was the first thing. And so I want to just open up, you know, we need to understand that, you know, being prepared is absolutely essential. The last thing that we want to do is have, when a serious condition arises, to panic. So preparing your supplies, developing your skills, educating your family, if you have a preparedness group, you know, how to prevent, identify, counteract serious conditions will provide you with a significant boost and your ability to survive if a worst-case situation does happen. Now, you gave a very, you know, natural scenario, the snows and the implication it had to you being stuck out on the farm. I kind of got stuck in my home. Now, of course, I'm in a higher-density population area. But even that was pretty difficult. Now, I'm prepared, and it wasn't any, you know, any big deal. But believe me, it was not fun. But at least I did have the peace of mind why I know everybody else was out there running to Walmart. And, you know, most Americans just assume that they can just run out to the supermarket, Walmart, and buy anything that they need. But the reality, you're talking a very incidental thing where we get warnings, oh, the snowstorm is coming, be prepared, or maybe, you know, Katrina was coming. Of course, people didn't anticipate the gravity of the situation, some warning. Now, a lot of people, of course, they ignore warnings and they bring, you know, further trouble to themselves. And that's what the whole purpose of your talk show is about, is that we're telling you, do not ignore the warnings. You know, people like discard everything. They say, you know, preppers are conspiracist kind of people. You know, we're always on to like a conspiracy. Well, the truth be told, you know, there's so many things happening around us within our government. We're foolish to deny that there is evidence, that there is problems on the way. I mean, let's even just, you know, talk a little bit briefly before we get into the line item list. And, of course, you put a copy of the list up on your website, USAPrepares.com, so they can go in there and print up a tangible list. I'm assuming they might be able to download this or maybe cut and paste it and copy it into a Word document. And so anything, they don't have to have their pen and paper handy. So I guess, you know, just take the time to listen on in. But jumping back to the FEMA, there are a lot of presidential executive orders that are in place. Now, most people, they've never gone into any federal registry sites or done anything to get familiar, like, what is the government preparing for? You might want to call preppers, you know, we're extremists and all these different things, but just look what the government's doing. Why are they doing things? Why are there things in order that, trust me, are not in your best interest? And I have a couple that I just jotted down that I'd like to share because, you know, you have to really just be aware, raise your consciousness to what's happening around you, and begin to prepare, however little it is. And then I want to briefly share some information I got from a prepper that I met with yesterday that was quite intriguing. And, you know, I thought I was pretty good prepared, and my God, my eyes were opened up. In any case, jumping back to those executive orders, there's an executive order that's 1,990, and that allows the government, again, you can, these are on federal registry sites, you can verify these. Executive order 10990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation, controls the highways and the seaports. Executive order 10995 allows the government to seize control of the communication media. Executive order 10997 allows the government to take over control of electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive order 998 allows the government to seize all means transportation, including personal cars, trucks, vehicles of any kind, and again, over the waterways as well. Executive order 10999 allows the government to take over food resources, farms. Executive order 11000 allows the government to mobilize civilians to work brigades against, or let's say under government supervision. So they'll put you into work. You know, they can like monitor you as if you were a military personnel and you're going to take your orders. You have Executive Order 1101 allows the government to take over all functions of health, education, welfare functions. Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. Executive Order 11003 allows the government to take over all your commercial aircraft. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, to build new housing with public funds, to designate areas as abandoned, condemn your property, of course, establish new locations for populations. Executive Order 11005 allows the government to, of course, to take over the railroads and storage facilities. You have Executive Order 11051, which gives the Office of Emergency Planning authorizations to pull all the executive orders in effect if there is any economic or financial crisis. Now, that one's a little bit redundant. You have under Executive Order 11310, that's the Department of Justice gets in to set out an entire new judicial legislative, controls, I'll call it, the right to control aliens, Of course, they can take over all the penal codes, correctional institutions. So I'm talking even ones that are operated independently. The government can set in and regulate everything. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And so, you know, the government has these orders in place to take control. So you're either going to relinquish your entire life as you know it to the government stepping in, or you're going to begin to prepare and to try to preserve the way of life. If it ever comes down to it, and, you know, God knows I don't want it either, but when there has had to been revolutions in this country, it was maybe 20% of the people that saved this great nation that we know. And, you know, I pray that I don't have to be one of the 20, but God, you know, God forbid, but God willing, that I'm able to contribute and preserve this great democracy that we do have. And so never forget, there are things that are happening around you, and you can be ignorant of them, you can ignore them, but the truth be told, you better start to embrace the truth. Get the blinders off your eyes. Turn on TV. Listen to multiple news stations. Listen. Get on the internet. Search for, you know, international things that are happening. So we need to wake up in this country. Our world is becoming increasingly unstable. We need to get educated about how to prepare for these difficult years that are ahead of us. We need to be ahead of that curve so when that nightmare event happens, that, you know, we can respond and stop taking things for granted as we do in this country. We have just become a dumbed down society, you know, not able to take care of ourselves. And I have to, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody. I mean, I have been very fortunate, worked hard, and have had, you know, good opportunities. I've seized them as best as I could. I had my mistakes, my ups and downs and losses, as most people. But fortunately, first of all, I was born in this blessed country. But at the same breath, you know, I had my world turned upside down during the recession. It took something like that for me to begin to say, wow, this little, you know, imaginary world that I thought everything was going to be perfect and, you know, only goo was going to come out of good. Well, that didn't happen. There was a lot of bad that came out of a lot of good things that I did do. And so I began to realize I could not trust, you know, trust this, the things around me the way I used to.
Deborah Brewster, USAPrepares.com instructor. Building community in the Ozarks. MBA, CEO, COO, CFO. We'll be right back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you might have thought that Deborah Brewster was talking about Nazi Germany. She was talking about the FEMA-related executive orders. The orders that supposedly allow the government to take over all modes of transportation, highways, seaports, seize control of the communications media. Well, I've been at a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, and let me tell you, they have a switch. They literally have a switch, and when they are ordered by the federal government to throw this switch, communications in the United States over the air will be taken over by the federal government. I saw the switch. I was there. I was there in the control room, right outside the studio where I used to broadcast. Deborah Brewster said that the executive orders, as she read them, allows the government to take over all food, resources, and farms. Electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, minerals. And can mobilize us, civilians, into work brigades. Those are work camps. What she mentioned is easily found on the internet. This is not, she's not making this up. I know this sounds like Nazi Germany. I believe that the federal government is using Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf as their playbook.
It's pretty scary, Vince. I have to say that it's just unbelievable. You know, the things are stacked against us unless we begin to try to harness and develop our power, you know, preserve our way of life, and it's up to us to do it. And, you know, there are extreme cases. I mean, as one begins to get into this whole prepping mindset and preparing, it is pretty overwhelming. And, you know, in fact, I began to tell you last night I met with a prepper, and I won't disclose his name. I'm going to call him John Doe because he'll be really upset if I use his name. And he asked me, and he says, "Deborah, how many years food, you know, do you have, are you prepared for?" And with my badge of honor, I thought I was doing pretty good. I said, well, I think probably I have enough for 3 years. And he goes, and he went around and asked several of us that were in the group. And we all said about the same. And we thought we were doing all pretty good. And he says, wow, I'm really surprised. I said, what, you didn't think we'd have that much? And he goes, no, how little you've prepared. I went, what? He says, I have 74 years worth of food. I have an Excel spreadsheet. I have from every container how many portion sizes, how many calories are in it. In elaborate, he says, I have over 300 pails of, like, rice. I mean, he was buying truckloads, like, literally containers full of food. And I said, my God, you're not going to live 75 years. And he brought up a point. And now, this is kind of funny. I should not have made such a stupid comment. And he says, all I need if I bring in 10 people, you know, I have roughly enough for 7 years for a family of 10. And when you begin to think about that, it gives you some indication, wow, you really better start thinking about it. You can go onto the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency site, and get their recommended list. Now, this is really comical. And I'm going to read you a couple things from that. It says, you should have 1 gallon of water per person for 3 days. You should have enough food, non-perishable, for 3 days. Have your battery power radio, flashlights, a first aid kit, a whistle to signal, a dust mask for contamination, some moist towelettes, and some trash bags to put your sanitation items in. And it says a pair of pliers to turn off your utilities or a wrench, and a can opener for your canned food, and some local maps. 3 days. I mean, my God, look what happened to Katrina. If they followed this list, these people would have been all SOL as they were. And so, you know, the reality, our goal, our benchmark should be at least 7 years. Look in the Bible. When people prepared, they stored up for 7 years. The Bible's full of a lot of numerology, meaning a lot of numbers, and seven is a number that, you know, has a lot of good indications of promise. But I mean, 3 days? If you're not even prepared at minimum 30, wow.
Yeah, Deborah. I'd be in trouble if I weren't prepared. I'm stuck here at the farm. It's going on 2 weeks. We come back. I'll tell you. I'm going to address what you just said about that.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Deborah Brewster and I are talking about preparedness. And Deborah, you mentioned how the government's recommending, local maps, 3 days worth of food and water, a radio, flashlight, whistle, trash bags, pliers, a can opener. Well, several expos ago, the TV crew came out and we had about, 100 or so exhibitors, and we had 70 seminars, and they came out with their crew to video what we were up to in Springfield, Missouri. Thousands of people were attending. And so they built a 3-minute segment. They gave a little bit of time to us, and they gave most of the time to this Springfield Emergency Management Coordinator. And this guy's relaxing in his reclining swivel chair in his office, and he says, well, you know, if you guys want to have, I'm paraphrasing, if you guys want to have a flashlight and 3 days worth of food, yeah, go ahead, go ahead. And he was actually making fun of us, you know, and he's just a government minion, right? He is in charge of emergency management. That guy knows nothing about what it's like to live. He's a government employee. He has no idea what work is all about. Anyway, I couldn't believe it. I absolutely couldn't believe what they did. And I called the TV station, and I told them, shame on you guys. Ultimately, what I said to the television station was, I will no longer advertise. I'm not going to spend $10,000 per expo advertising an expo with a television station that does irresponsible things like that. So what I'm saying is, Deborah, people don't understand how precarious and precious life is. They think they can, as you said it so eloquently, they think they can go to Walmart and get it. Well, the fact of the matter is, if there's no power, Walmart is not open for business. They have no idea what the prices are. The cashiers have no idea what to charge anybody. They don't know how to make change, and they don't know how to do transactions without the cash register operational. It won't happen.
That's exactly correct, Vince. In fact, what people, like, and I touched on this last week about if you have even just a transportation delay due to snow, let's say Highway 40 that goes through New Mexico or Flagstaff, you know, that gets iced up. They shut the freeway down quite a bit, say, in Albuquerque area, because we have an office there, so we know. You have different parts coming down. It seems to be this little beltway going down through Oklahoma and Texas that get the ice storms, and, of course, they get tornadoes as well. But, you know, the ice is pretty paralyzing when it freezes, and believe me, even in Texas, they get snow and ice. And so they shut the interstate freeway down. But here's some of the things that people need to realize. If you have just a trucking slowdown, a truck stoppage, the first 24 hours, what you could expect, first of all, the delivery of medical supplies is going to cease to the affected areas. Hospitals will run out of the basic supplies, things like even syringes, catheters. Basically, of course, everything would become deteriorated and unstable at those facilities. Your service stations would run out of fuel. Your manufacturers that use what I talked about last week, that just-in-time manufacturing, we use the supply chain system to stock things. We don't inventory a lot in warehouses and in stores any longer. I mean, a limited supply. And if you have everybody running out to those stores, the shelves empty virtually within a couple days. The U.S. Mail and all of your other delivery companies would cease operation. Then let's talk about, then the food shortages would begin. And, of course, then the fuel you have in your automobiles would begin to run out. And then all of a sudden, if something breaks and you need components or you need a delivery, then all of a sudden, potentially, things in your business operation could slowly shut down. And that's perhaps within about a day or two. I mean, let's say your refrigerator breaks. I can't tell you when I've had appliances go, they got to order up a part, and I got to wait 2-3 days for the supply man to come out and do the repair. Then, of course, things will begin to escalate. Of course, the ATMs, people are all going to go, assuming the electric's working, and they would have pulled all their cash out of the bank. But just imagine if stores can't process those ATM transactions. If the gas stations can't take, you don't have anything but cash. What if you don't even have the gas cans, the backup gas cans, when you go to the gas station? You know, fuel up maybe your generator at home or maybe a secondary vehicle. Garbage will start piling up in urban areas and then even in the suburban areas. Your shipping containers at the ports and the railroads will come to a standstill. Let's say within a week, people won't even be able to travel because all the roads are going to have vehicles broken down. Look what happened at Katrina, just people trying to exodus. How many vehicles? Buses weren't available. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Can you imagine hospitals running out of oxygen supplies? How about the nation's clean water? They're saying saying, according to, like, the, I believe it's called the American Waterworks Association, that Americans, we drink about 1 billion glasses of tap water every single day. But if you really do more research, follow, let's say, the Chlorine Institute that, you know, provides the chlorine for water treatment, they deliver those in cylinders, and those cylinders are about 150 pounds. They got to have trucks to get the cylinders. Most of your water treatment plants have enough supply of purification chemicals to last about 14 days. And they might have enough through the reservoirs, maybe another 14 to 28 days totally, and we're out of all clean drinking water. It's a nightmare potentially that can happen. Then you, of course, get into, you know, how do you survive? You're going to get intestinal diseases. I mean, just the things are just unbelievable what can happen to our society just from transportation stopping. So, again, preparing is critical. And, again, for those, you know, if they can go to your site, they can print up the list because we probably won't even touch the surface of the list. Again, that's usaprepares.com, and there is a link. And you can, you know, go in and cut and paste it and stuff so you can begin to evaluate it. I have a list, and I don't want to take, like, claim for this list. I have utilized, you know, I built my list on the brains of other people, okay? There's so much stuff out there, but you just have to read it and take advantage of it. But the list that I've set up, or let's say I expanded upon, has 20 categories. It's going to cover what you need to know about water purification, shelf-stable foods, hygiene supplies, your first aid stuff, and we might be able to get into some of this. Let me just see here some of the other things that I know that are on my list. Medications, your cleaning supplies, your sanitation type of supplies. How about your cooking stuff, whether it's a solar oven or a camp stove? You know, your food preservation. What are you doing for your lighting sources? And how about weaponry and hunting? Are you prepared to procure your own food? How about clothing? Do you have the right clothing already in place? Just household items, to whether it's blankets or clothespins to close your, you know, to dry your clothes if you have to hand wash stuff. I mean, what about alternative energy sources, generators? Do you have extension cords? What about propane? Or what about the fuel to run your generators? And how about just miscellaneous tools, gardening tools? Do you even have a wrench, you know, tarps? And then your communication equipment, two-way radios, weather radios, ham radios, and then money. You better have money in small currency or other cash equivalents that you can barter with and barter items. And how about maps if you got to hit the road? You know, you can't assume you're going to go to your MapQuest. Do you have your printed, do you have a world map, or excuse me, not a world map, a national map or a state map? And do you have your identification documentations ready? If you have to, if your property's destroyed or you got to bail out, that you can prove who you are. Do you remember in Katrina? People didn't even have their birth certificates or ID to reestablish their life, to file their taxes or whatever the case may be. And have you prepared for your pets and your children or your elderly parents or your sick family members? So these are, there's, that list is there. There is maybe not the best list, but at least it's in a logical format and you can add to the list. So again, you can go to the website and retrieve that, and we can hopefully talk a little bit about that as well if time permits.
Glass, you just heard the Deborah Brewster that we know and love, the passion in her voice. That's the way Deborah Brewster is at the meetups. Absolutely. And she's passionate. She's very serious about what she's saying. The list that she was talking about is a list that she compiled from looking all over at the Internet at other lists and added her own items to the list. That list, she just talked about the categories. Within each category, there are between 10 and 20 items. So that list contains about 300 or more items that you want to, I believe you should want to consider having those items on the list. Seriously. And Deborah, you mentioned something about a generator. Now, that's something that a lot of people bought. As the ice and snowstorm was coming about a couple weeks ago, the reports were from Springfield, Missouri, that the big box stores, those home improvement stores, were selling generators like crazy. People were buying them because they thought they needed them. And let's just face that one item, a generator. You mentioned extension cords. Very important. We had a neighbor in Virginia who had a generator. And they tried it once. They fired it up, worked great. And they didn't use it for, maybe a couple of years. The carburetor gummed up. And I spent about a half a day cleaning the carburetor and getting that generator running. But what they didn't have was the extension cords to run from the generator to the places that they wanted to power. Like, for example, they wanted to power the refrigerator. They didn't have an extension cord for that. So, I lived next door about maybe a quarter of a mile away. And I brought extension cords, those orange cords, those 100-footers. I brought with me surge protection units that we could use as power taps so we could have extension cords running from the generator, multiple extension cords all over. But what they didn't have, what nobody had, Deborah, was a 220 cord to run to their well. Nobody had water except us. And the reason was we had a diesel generator wired into our transfer switch. We threw the switch and we could power our well and everything else on the farm. And we had a couple hundred gallons of fuel right next to the generator. That's another thing. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Today.
Oh,
God, you're.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a meetup on Monday. I'll be there. And we're going to talk about preparedness and survival. It's our last meetup before Christmas, so it will be our Christmas meetup. I'm looking forward to it. And bring your questions and stump Vinny. Stump Vinny with your questions, and we'll talk about preparedness and survival, things that work, things that don't work. I have suggestions, comments, and I'll share with you some of the things that we're doing here on the farm. Deborah, we're talking about a generator, and in Virginia, I was telling you the story about we had an ice storm. It was like an 11-day ice storm, and actually somebody I know died in his home. He froze to death because he would not leave his home, and he was a senior citizen. And it was a very, 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 very sad story. And I didn't know about it until after the fact, or I would have done something about it. But in our farm, I bought a 275-gallon fuel tank. Nobody wanted those things. They're kind of oblong, and they're used for oil burners, and people were getting rid of their oil burners, putting in heat pumps. So I bought one of them for $25, cleaned it out, and filled it with diesel fuel because I had a diesel generator. Now, diesel generators can burn, let's say, a half a gallon to a gallon of fuel per hour. Now, if you're running your generator for 24 hours a day, you're going to use, as much as 25, 24 gallons of fuel a day. It's not sustainable unless you have a huge fuel reserve and you have the money to fill that darn thing up. So that's something that you need to be concerned with, class, because if you have a gasoline generator, they're even less efficient than a diesel generator, and they run at wide open throttle. And
I was going to say, to make an interjection, like when you were talking about even the extension cords.
Yeah.
I had a friend that right here in Springfield, a good friend of mine. In fact, he owns the gun store right down there where they do the target shooting and stuff. They have the range right up on
Sound of Freedom.
65.
Yeah, he's
exactly.
One of our instructors. Yeah, he's one of our instructors.
And they told me that they had like 32 extension cords going throughout their house just to keep everything going. And I believe they said they didn't have power. It was at least 21 days. Might have been closer to 30, but 32 extension cords. So, I mean, and that's such a simple item, but yet how many people even have three or four in their house?
Well, let's Let's bring it to this point, Deborah. Let's say you wanted to buy 32 extension cords. Let's say you wanted to go to a store and get them right now. Right now you want 32 extension cords. Who has that many in stock?
You're going to be hitting Lowe's. You're going to be hitting Home Depot and Harbor Freight and every place else. And you'll probably clean the shelves out.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So the answer really is, to cut to the chase, class, you need a transfer switch. That's what we have here at our farm. And it's a switch that sits between the utility meter and our service, our breaker panel. And it's a big switch with a big handle, and I throw the switch one way, and it puts everything onto our generator, and I throw the switch the other way, and it's normal standard utility power.
Now, I have to tell you, Vince, though, got to stop you there. That's a pretty expensive item because I did look at it, and there are people that may live in apartments. They may live in, places where they cannot control the continuation by putting in a transfer switch.
You're right.
But the most important thing I personally feel, the subject, of course, is always how much beans, bullets, Band-Aids we can acquire, what kind of stockpiles. But there's other things, too, that go into prepping, and that has to do with being adequately trained to handle disaster situations. And without having the proper skills, and the diversified knowledge, you're not going to survive. What you have to do is, and when I say skills, I'm talking is to have the things that are going to keep you alive. And that is, are you prepared with your air, your water, your food, your clothing, your shelter? You can buy a Boy Scouts book if you haven't gone online and bought some other good reading materials. But you need to have skills in medical, skills in hunting, disaster training skills, gardening skills, firearm certification and training, canning and food preparation, maybe amateur radio classes, even sewing classes. It's not that we're going to go all of a sudden start making our clothes, but you're going to learn how to make things last, because what you have may be the very last item that you own. You can see these relief stuff commercials and shows done on TV where they go to these third world countries and people have just like rags around their feet for their shoes.
So we're out of time.
Skills.
We're out of time, Deborah. Hey, if you'd like to meet Deborah Brewster, Monday, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, I think it'd be a treat for you to meet Deborah Brewster. Deborah, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.